Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Vivian. Well, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Taoiseach Simon Harris are in Germany today to attend the Munich Security Conference. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is also in attendance, and a short time ago he spoke with reporters and said he can't see a ready US plan to end the war in Ukraine. President Zelensky is due to meet Trump's Vice President J.D. Vance for talks later on today. Also, police in Munich remain on high alert following yesterday's car ramming attack that injured 30 people in the city, with an Afghan asylum seeker arrested at the scene. For more on this, I am joined by Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor at Politico in Munich. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
So all eyes on Volodymyr Zelensky at this conference, I would imagine, since this agreement over his head to end the conflict between Putin and Trump.
Yes, very much so. He has arrived here in Munich and is due to have meetings with a series of people, not only J.D. Vance, but also the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and members of U.S. Congress from both the Democratic and the Republican side who are here in town. There's also a big delegation here from the EU, Ursula von der Leyen, Antonio Costa, the European Council President, lots of officials from the European Commission. And really, they're hoping to get some face time with the US officials, US delegation here, to try and find out more about this US plan that has now begun to start peace negotiations directly with Vladimir Putin.
Can you flesh out or give us a little bit more detail on what it is that Zelensky has said to date?
Well, I mean, he has said that he does not see, he said today that he doesn't see a ready US plan to end this war. And I suppose what he's capturing here is what a lot of people are saying here. There's very little detail, no detail, in fact, about what Donald Trump means, what he has already committed to during that phone call with Vladimir Putin, and what he sees as the next step forward. One of the things we've seen this morning, the conference started a couple of hours ago, and there were some senior members of the Republican Party, the chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was just on stage here saying he disagreed with Trump on a lot of things. He, for example, criticised Trump for saying that Russia should be allowed back in, maybe the G7. Trump said that overnight. He called Putin a war criminal, said he should be in prison. Then we had somebody else saying that, you know, no, the defence secretary has walked back his remarks about what he was saying about Ukraine not joining NATO. So I think one of the challenges here that people are trying to grapple with is find out, are the people here speaking for Trump and who is speaking for Trump? The feeling here is that J.D. Vance is going to be the person with the most, you know, clarity into this. We are expecting to hear from him. He's due to give a speech on the main stage in the early afternoon. His meeting, though, with Zelensky has been put back because the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, his plane actually had to turn back to Washington because there was a mechanical failure, something to do with the windscreen on the plane. They had to get a new plane. So he hasn't arrived yet. So it looks like a lot of those meetings that are due to take place will be delayed until later in the day.
Talk to me about the reaction of European leaders, because they seem, so far as you can ever determine who's saying what and does Europe speak with one voice, they seem sore at what has happened. They seem worried, but there's nobody talking about stepping up to fill the void left by America, saying that it's going to pull back on its support for Ukraine.
Yeah, I think one of the fears over the last few months was that Europe would not be at the table when any kind of peace negotiations would start. And those fears were borne out this week when it emerged that Donald Trump spoke directly to Vladimir Putin without giving any kind of a warning or consultation with allies. So that has shocked a lot of people. The fact that there's been no coordination, even the defence secretary, Pete Hegseth's comments about Ukraine not joining NATO anytime soon, and that during the week, I think, again, allies, he was there at a NATO meeting where they're supposed to be speaking as one. So Europe has been left floundering here. And of course, there is a problem anyway that leadership in the EU and in Germany and in France is very weak at the moment. And obviously, we've the German elections just around the corner. Von der Leyen met with J.D. Vance earlier in the week, but there's no sign of her meeting Donald Trump, for example, yet. That doesn't seem to be on the cards at all. So there is a question now. The Europeans want to be consulted. We saw And that would include also the UK. Keir Starmer spoke to President Zelensky this morning, and he actually said he kind of broke with the US and said that he is committed, the UK is committed to Ukraine being on an irreversible path into NATO. So, you know, even though it's a bit of a wait and see approach by Europeans, some of them are beginning to speak out a bit, and they are concerned that they're not going to be part of that discussion between Trump, Putin, maybe Zelensky, when that happens. I mean, Donald Trump has said, as indicated, he may go to Saudi Arabia to meet Putin. We're now hearing reports that Zelensky is signalling he may be going to Saudi Arabia. So is there going to something happen there, some kind of a meeting? That is probably all going to emerge over the next 24 hours or so.
Is there a feeling, though, at this conference that with this move, Putin and Trump have stolen a march on the world, on Europe and on Ukraine?
Yes, I think there very much is. There's a sense that the transatlantic alliance, this is what this conference is about. It's about the US and Europe, that has become a bit of a sideshow for the US. I think it's become clear that Donald Trump's priorities, it's not Europe. You know, the defense secretary, for example, said that the priority of America when it comes to NATO is China and what's happening in that part of the world. The secretary of state made his first visit to Latin America, not Europe. So the kind of relevance of Europe is, I think, a fear now here at this conference. Obviously, it's also coinciding with fresh news about tariffs that are going to come in as early as April. So Europe is obviously on edge about that. But I think generally it's the fact that they're not at the table. And that is a throwback to another time that Putin, you know, Washington and Moscow speaking. This is kind of an idea that Putin, that plays to Putin's desires, the fact that Russia is still a big power that is around the table.
Suzanne Lynch, Associate Editor at Politico at the Munich Security Conference. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Let's take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.